This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The latest in reproductive research with Dr. Paul Fricke, dairy reproduction specialist at UW-Madison, as we talk about the impact of the high fertility cycle.
I think this is one of the biggest rate-limiting factors for reproductive performance on dairies today. Most of you are familiar with body condition scoring. We have a very thin cow. She'd be a 1. We have a very fat cow. She'd be a 5. Many people use body condition scores. And so does body weight change early post-calving affect embryo quality? We had cows that lost, maintained, or gained weight during this first 21-day period. And the hypothesis was cows losing more body weight early postpartum will have poor embryo quality. It was a large study. We had 1,887 cows across these two different dairy farms. So less than half of all these cows actually lost. Again, pushing back on this idea that all cows lose. They don't. They don't all lose. So 42% of the cows lost, 36% maintained, they didn't change, and 22% actually gained. And, you know, that's kind of a head scratcher, right? The cows could actually gain body condition score in the first 3 weeks, but there are some that actually do so. It's during that first 21 days only. There is no difference in milk production in these three groups. Now, we have great reproductive protocols. We know how they work. We know why they work. They're true fertility programs. But here's the thing. When a herd has reproductive problems, what is the first question they ask? Well, we probably got to change the protocol, right? That's obviously the problem. Well, in this situation, and this is the thing that I really like about this data set, it's something other than the protocol that is having profound effects on reproductive outcomes to timed artificial insemination. So I think this is a big deal. We started to look at this. These are some of the biggest effects on repro that we've ever measured.
So what's next in repro research? Anything new coming down the line?
Yeah, it's a good question. I work closely with Milo Wilbank. He's my former mentor and colleague now. And we try to look at the rate-limiting steps. And before development of timed insemination programs, the rate-limiting steps were pretty simple. It was just getting semen into cows. Then the rate-limiting step was getting high fertility. Well, we can do both of those things now. A big issue that we're dealing with is pregnancy loss. We're using IVF embryo transfer as a model. There's a lot of pregnancy losses that happen in IVF pregnancies, and so we've been working on that particular area. Another area, heifer development. I think the pendulum swung a little bit too far for calving these heifers earlier and earlier. Not about age. It's about percent mature body weight. And the impact that percent mature body weight has on subsequent milk production is just profound. And so if you're calving heifers too early, you're losing out on milk. What herds see in this is that, you know, they just say, well, we just can't get milk out of these first lactation cows. We just can't seem to get milk out of this particular herd. And if you start to look at the maturity of the animals and when they're calving them and those kinds of things, there's a lot of relationships there that we're interested in. That's part of genetic merit for fertility. And one of the things that happened in that data set, this herd was breeding the animals by age, which was too early. They weren't at their mature body weight. And what happened was, the heifers that had the highest heifer conception rate got pregnant, and they got and that locked them in to this immaturity, right? The ones that had lower fertility failed to get pregnant to first service, which sounds like a bad thing, but it was actually a good thing because they had an extra month to grow, and they actually hit their weight target, and they outperformed those heifers as they went on. And so and the difference in conception rate from the top to the bottom quartile was 70% versus 50%. So again, these are these relationships between genetics and fertility. And I think we've come a long way on the cow side. And so we think that this other big area of heifer development and also heifer breeding strategies is another thing that we're really interested in right now. If there was one thing I'd want you to walk away from, get your cows pregnant quickly and efficiently at the end of the voluntary waiting period. And most of these problems will figure themselves out. And also, you know, have a good breeding strategy, good breeding plan, and keep your cows healthy and happy. Those are probably the three big ones.
That's Dr. Paul Fricke, dairy reproduction specialist at UW-Madison. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.